Hey guys, today is the first Storm Drop Another podcast of Fabcast. Just kind of got interrupted by the grass cutter. So I'll redo this one real fast. And so just recently I went to church this past Sunday and had a very strong message that they came across from the pastor that passed along to me that kind of hit me. And obviously an eye-opener. I think they're always good to have eye-openers because I think we kind of get distracted with life and everything. And so the message that came across touched me because it was about suicide. And not saying I've ever thought about that in my life, but I had a really good friend of mine commit suicide when I thought everything was good. This guy was, extremely successful and all those types of things, and he took his own life. So this kind of related to what I kind of needed to hear and was always good to hear. From another story. And so the story was about a pastor in California that committed suicide. And so they brought up on the big screen, they showed a picture of him in the mountains, extremely happy, you know, obviously from a Facebook standard, as they say, like, you know, you look happy on Facebook, but you don't really know the inside. So they showed a picture of him in the mountains, looks happy. They showed a second picture of him with his beautiful family, with his wife and two kids, two boys, you know, 5, 7 years old. And from the outside, you know, I think anyone else would look at him like he's a pastor. He looks like an extremely happy person. This guy has it all. And I guess the day before they committed suicide, the day of, I'm not sure the exact facts, definitely look up more research about it. And he was talking about mental illness and all these types of things. That in a sense related to him, and that was something to where it kind of struck people in a sense like what was going on, and he committed suicide, and it was the biggest thing he just want to bring across to everyone is like, you don't know what people go through on a daily basis, you don't know what goes on in other people's lives and all those types of things, and it was definitely an eye-opener because we really don't. We always think from an outside point of view everyone's lives are doing well because we see them on social media and we see them, you know, have a smile on the face or whatever it is. And we don't really think about those ways to see, you know, is this person hurting? Can we reach out to them? And there's definitely a couple of people that I want to reach out to in the next couple of days just to make sure they're doing okay and make sure they always know that I'm there for them. But, you know, I had a really good friend of mine that was my mentor that showed me the way that, you know, that we needed to go and all those types of things and taught me what I needed to do within the business. And, you know, this guy was, you know, I'd rather not say his name, but this guy was very, very, very successful within San Diego and it looked like he had everything. And he committed suicide and it's just hard. It's hard to take those stories in and realize how life is so fragile, but you know, I always have to take a step and always look back and is what I'm doing right now make me happy? And I think, you know, starting a family with my beautiful fiance and, you know, obviously we have our ups and downs and stuff like that, and as any couple does. But I still honestly, I love her to death and I would do absolutely anything for her. And I know she would do for me. And the same thing with, you know, Skylar, I would do absolutely anything for her. But I feel like her father, I feel like I could do and provide anything I can for her to make sure that she has the best life, along with, you know, a baby due in December. Like, you know, I would do absolutely anything for my family. And to look in the standpoint that I've gone through as far as businesses and partnerships and all, you know, blah, 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 whoop, whoop, and, you know, all the stuff I just shaped to the side, like, there has been nothing in my life that has really shooken me. To a point to where I feel like I lost everything because I know that the true happiness doesn't lie in those pictures or financial standpoints or anything like that. So I think I just want to share that with you guys because of the experience that definitely opened up my eye again and kind of realize, you kind of take a step back and realize what you have. So I just want to share that story with you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you guys subscribe and a lot more coming your way.